Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting third. The left fielder, John Stone. Batting fourth. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fifth. The center fielder, G. Walker. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harry Davis. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Nolan Richardson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Whit Wyatt. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Whit Wyatt. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bob Seeds. Batting second. The third baseman, Kerry Self. Batting third. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Luke Appling. Batting eighth. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy Thomas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy Thomas. And now, play ball. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Self moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Self scores. Kress moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Father Gill moves to third. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Father Gill scores. Appling moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 2-0, White Sox. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Appling moves to third. Berry moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Seeds hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Berry moves to third. Thomas moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, White Sox. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-1 in the game. Self hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry scores. Thomas moves to third. Seeds moves to second. One out. It's 4-0, White Sox. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a fly ball into left center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Seeds moves to third. It's 5-0, White Sox. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Hayworth and he is safe. Blue steals second. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cress is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cress hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Geringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Richardson reaches second base with a double. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fothergill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-0 in the game. Thomas strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogel hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Father Gill. Rogel reaches second base with a double. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. Stone takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. Gehringer hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-3, White Sox. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-1 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fonseca. Davis reaches second base with a double. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Barry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive towards left. Stone chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Stone. Self moves to third. Blue moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt has Self trapped. There's the throw to Hayworth and over to Richardson, who tags Self for the out. Blue moves to third. Kress moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-2 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Whit Wyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Wyatt takes first base on ball 4. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive towards third. Self catches it and throws to first to double up Wyatt. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Fothergill strikes out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Berry hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Richardson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Stone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-4, White Sox. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a fly ball into left field. Fonseca settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Tigers 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wyatt fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carey Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Thomas moves to third. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Blue hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Blue reaches second base with a double. Thomas scores. Self moves to third. It's 6-4, White Sox. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Stone settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Self scores. Two outs. It's 7-4, White Sox. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-3 in the game. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Rothrock now playing left field. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a fly ball into center field. Seeds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. JoJo White pinch hits for Whit Wyatt. JoJo White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White bunts towards third. Self fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Hayworth moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. Hayworth moves to third. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Rogel hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Seeds. Rogel reaches second base with a double. Hayworth scores. Johnson moves to third. It's 7-5, White Sox. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stone is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stone hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 8-7, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Self settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Appling hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Walker who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Richardson fields it and throws to home to get Appling. Score that a fielder's choice. 2 outs. Johnny Hodapp pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Herring fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Red Faber now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Walker bunts towards third. Self fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Davis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Nolan Richardson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Richardson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Richardson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Berry fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Bob Seeds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seeds is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Seeds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kerry Self is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Self is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Self hits a fly ball into center field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Blue takes first base on ball 4. Red Cress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Kress hits a line drive towards third. Richardson reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The Tigers will come to bat. Art Herring is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Herring hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Barry fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-4 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Johnson. The throw from Barry and he is out, Kress applying the tag. Two outs. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Rogel takes first base on ball 4. John Stone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Barry and he is out, Kress applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 8, and the White Sox 7. The White Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Fothergill hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 7. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.